G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome back to the Selection Bullet Points podcast and episode 15. And just before we get into it, if you're going to be doing selection, I've got a course called Indefatigable that will definitely help, and I've got a good deal on it in conjunction with, or really to celebrate, Operator Edge's 5th birthday sale. But it's ending in a couple of days on Friday, the 23rd of April. So if you're interested in it, you want to know some more details, just make sure you email me, reece@operatoredge.com, and answer two questions. One, which selection course you're planning on attempting, and two, when you plan on attempting it, and I will send you all the details. Apart from that, let's get into today's session. So as you'll be experiencing tough physical training sessions on selection, no doubt, right, as well as during your everyday training in preparation for selection, I thought it'd be beneficial to adopt in your mental tool bag what are known as adaptive coping strategies. Now, these are strategies to help you cope and get through a physical training session as best you can, something that will certainly help, you know, throughout selection. Now, I've read and researched a lot on performance and how to perform at your best on the day, and it's been very interesting to see what people advise. And from all the research and looking back at all the tough physical training sessions I've completed, particularly on SF selection, on operations overseas, humping, you know, ridiculously stupid, heavy fucking packs up steep mountains, competing in jiu-jitsu competitions, that kind of thing, and competing in triathlon races and ultra marathons, and really all the tough physical sessions I do every single week, what I've come to realize is this. There is a big difference between theory and practical. Now, what I mean by this is there is a huge difference between what sounds good in theory and what actually works in the real world, in the tough PT sessions when you're in all sorts of pain and are absolutely exhausted. And that's in my humble opinion, that is, all right, that there's a big difference between theory and practice. So let's go through a couple of these adaptive coping strategies so you can have some tools that you can then test and maybe adopt into your own training sessions as well as on selection. The first one being disassociation. Now, this is definitely one I read about all the time, and I do read about all the time still. From my personal experiences, though, I find that this is a useful tool when you're engaged in physical training sessions that aren't on the extremely hard end of the scale and the pain isn't at your threshold or becoming overwhelming, all right? For example, when you're doing a longer run at a slower pace, i.e. in zone two, or when you're holding a plank for a minute or so, or when you're doing flutter kicks, or when you're swimming slow laps in the pool, or doing a long endurance bike session, for example. Doing these sessions when the physical pain isn't peaking, i.e. towards the 10 scale of pain, disassociation definitely works and you can certainly employ it. And if you've ever done, you know, any kind of endurance training, you've no doubt employed this technique, whether you knew about it or not. You probably just did it through experience, all right, which actually says a lot. You will learn a lot just by doing and experiencing. And disassociation works like this. When conducting, you know, this not so extreme or over the top tough workout, attempt to focus and concentrate on other things to take your mind off the activity that you're engaging in and take your mind off the pain that you're experiencing, or you know, the little bits of pain that you're experiencing, or even the boredom that you're experiencing in those sort of longer endurance activities. And this will make the session go quicker. And you can do this by, for example, counting all the dots on the ceiling when you're doing flutter kicks on your back. You could trace the carpet pattern with your eyes when you're holding a plank. You know, singing a song over and over again. And I remember doing this on my long bike sessions when I was training for my half Ironman triathlon, as well as, you know, the endless amount of kilometers during selection and my time in the army. And I remember, you know, I guess last year it was, I remember one time singing repeatedly the Taylor Swift song, Shake It Off. I just couldn't get that fucking song out of my head. But it certainly did help and it made the time go much quicker, all right? You could also think about, you know, the drink or meal that you're going to consume after the event, i.e. after selection or after that long session. And I always seem to think about an awesome drink, i.e. a cold beer or a Pepsi Max with creaming soda. All right, whoever came up with that drink is a fucking genius. Another one could be feeling the sensations throughout the different parts of your body as you're engaged in this activity, i.e. you start at your feet and move up to your head, i.e. feeling the sensation as you grip your bike handlebars during a ride, feeling the water move over your feet and displace after each kick during a swim session, feeling the impact through your toes as you stride out during a run or pack march, etc., that kind of thing. And dissociation is basically any technique that has you focusing on something else apart from the pain, albeit slight pain or the boredom you're experiencing, all right, during that session. And it works, you know, during a tough but not overwhelming PT session, all right? At least it does for me. But you just want to, you know, at least try it and see how you go. Now let's discuss a technique to utilize during a brutally tough PT session. And that technique is setting yourself small wins to achieve, i.e. small wins or micro wins, and focus intently. No doubt you've heard about this one before. You know, no doubt a lot of people talk about this, but stay with me as I'll explain the actual science behind why this technique works. When in a lot of pain during a session, I personally find it extremely hard to disassociate from the pain. All right, I find that you haven't got enough mental energy to disassociate from the pain when you're really under the pump and suffering, especially on selection. All you'll be doing really is taking energy and focus away from your performance, which will only hinder it. I think you can disassociate from the pain somewhat, but to do that, you must still remain in the moment and focus your energy on the actual session you're in right at that moment. All right, don't try and disassociate from the pain in the moment by taking your focus and energy off to some, you know, distant, far off land, right? That shit doesn't work, or at least it has never worked for me. Maybe if you've been studying it for years and are some kind of, you know, Shaolin monk, that it might work. But until then, I think it will just hinder your performance. And you'll no doubt know exactly what I mean by the technique of setting yourself small wins to achieve. And within an actual physical training session, this could be, you know, getting through the next set of burpees, all right? That's just your small win. Carrying those muddy, slippery sandbags just the next 100 meters, reaching the next telegraph pole during a run or a torsion bar session, the next intersection during a stores carry, the next lap during a brutal 3-hour pool session, or even just getting to the top of the hill during a pack march, all right? You could also focus on different elements of your technique for a period of time and give yourself kudos for maintaining that great technique, i.e. hitting the perfect spot on the balls of your feet for each 100 steps during a run. Then you could switch to concentrating on activating your glutes for another 100 steps, keeping perfect lifting form every time you pick up those sandbags and move them another 100 meters, or your fingers hitting the water on the perfect angle each time you swim across the pool. All right. Another variation is you could focus intently on the guy in front of you and pretend there is some kind of invisible tether connecting the both of you, and this person in front is pulling you forward. And then give yourself kudos for then being able to stick with them kilometer after kilometer. And this is exactly what I did during a recent half Ironman in which I completed. And I needed to employ this technique because I was in a lot of pain. While I was fixing my water bottles onto my handlebars before the race even began, my back gave way and started to spasm. And it was quite painful, and it's happened a couple of times before. But, you know, I was there and I wanted to do it anyway. By the time I completed the 1900 meter swim, because I cut the swim a bit short that day, and then did the 90K bike ride, my back was absolutely killing me. And to help me get through the 21.1K half marathon, I imagined myself being tethered to the guy in front of me and he was dragging me along. And this really helped tremendously. And as each kilometer went by, I felt great for the fact that I still managed to run. And then after the first lap, which was about 7K, I overtook the guy and was good to go for the rest of the race. My back was still killing me, but I knew I could finish it. All right. And the science behind the small wins is this. During a brutal PT session, you'll be stressed, all right? Your body will be releasing adrenaline and cortisol, among other stress hormones, and you'll experience pain, all right? Too much of these stress hormones can be overwhelming, which causes people to quit. Every time you set yourself a task and then complete that task during a tough PT session, you give yourself a little bit or a little hit of dopamine, which not only makes you feel good slightly, you probably won't notice it during a hard physical training session, but you'll definitely release that dopamine hit from ticking off that small win. And by doing so, it'll actually dampen your body's stress responses. And this lessens the pain, in inverted commas, you're experiencing, which prevents it from overwhelming you and enables you to keep going. It gives you a little bit more room in your stress bucket. A tough PT session is really a constant battle between your hormones. Keep your stress hormones in check by setting and then achieving small win after small win. Receive a dopamine hit after dopamine hit and keep pushing forward. All right, and you'll need to get through selection, and you'll need to get through many tough PT sessions that you'll be doing in preparing for selection. Now, these are just what I went through today. They're just a couple of techniques to help with your preparation for and execution of your selection attempt, all right? And if you want the entire bundle of adaptive coping strategies, which is in my Indefatigable Selection Preparation course, to ensure you're fully prepared to get through selection and the reinforcement cycle, as well as actually serving in the unit, make sure you email me, reese@operatoredge.com. As I've got a really good deal going on, which ends in a couple of days. But make sure when you email me, let me know, one, which selection course you plan on attempting, and two, when you actually plan on attempting it, and I'll personally reply with all the details of the course. All right, but that's it for this podcast, episode 15, called Adaptive Coping Strategies. I hope you got a lot out of it. I hope you can start testing, adjusting, and really honing your skills on your way to preparing and hopefully passing the selection process. Once again, I'd just like to thank everyone again for listening. I had a lot of support. I get a lot of emails, and it's really great to see that people are on that path to getting through special operations selection and serving in those elite units, because let me tell you, it's a tough process, but it's absolutely fucking worth it. All right, if you've got any questions, make sure you reach out. Email me, reese@operatoredge.com, or send me a Facebook message via my Operator Edge page, or an Instagram message via my Instagram account, reese_dowden. Apart from that, thanks for listening, thanks for all the support, and I will see you in the next podcast. Thanks.